Wednesday, and Lent is a very important season of 40 days, at least 40 weekdays, not counting the Sundays, of fast and penance in preparation for the great feast of Easter, and also because we need to do penance for our sins. There are many reasons why we do penance. Let us briefly review some of these reasons. First of all, by penance, we atone for our sins. We all have sins that we have committed, by which we have offended God, and when we make a good confession, the sins are forgiven. But there still remains, after confession, what we call the temporal punishment due to sin. The expiation, which must be taken care of in this life or in the next, in purgatory. And far better, to atone for our sins by our voluntary penances here in this world, rather than to leave that expiation to be atoned in the next, in purgatory. Another reason why we do penance is to draw down the blessings of God upon us and upon those for whom we pray. We call to mind that example in the Old Testament of the city of Nineveh and of so many others that could be mentioned, where the people did penance, and God, and by doing penance, they averted the chastisement from God that they deserved for their sins. So penance is a means of placating the just wrath of Almighty God excited against us because of our sins. Another reason for doing penance is that by adding penance to our prayers become much more powerful, much more pleasing to God, and much more likely of obtaining their result, the result we hope for.
Penance, united to prayers, strengthens our prayers. It makes them more valuable and more likely to achieve the result. Another reason for doing penance is to obtain blessings for others, for those for whom we pray. As we call to mind Our Lady's words at Fatima to the children, so many souls go to hell because there is no one to pray and make sacrifices for them. And so we ought to do this for our own souls, but also for others. Also, by doing penance, we are elevated to a higher spiritual plane. You will find, and no doubt our conscience tells us, based on past experience, that this is true, that when we are living a better spiritual life, especially in the area of penance and mortification, we find that we can pray better. We can meditate. Spiritual things have a greater effect upon us because we are uplifted to a higher level. Our minds are elevated. We are raised up above this world. Penance helps us to understand better the things of God and to pray better, to meditate, to again be on a higher spiritual plane. And finally, a very good reason for doing penance, very necessary for us, is that penance strengthens our willpower. We all have that difficulty and have often experienced it. How we make a resolution to do something, and we are fully determined to carry out that resolution, but then we give in to our fallen human nature. We fail. We forget about the resolution because our will is weak. We know what God's will is. We know what we should be doing, but our fallen human nature stands in our way. And so penance strengthens our ability to follow through with our resolutions, to live a good spiritual life, to say no to temptation. Penance has that tremendous value for us of strengthening our willpower. These would be the main reasons why we do penance. Also, we do penance for the love of God. We see what our Lord underwent for us in his terrible passion and death. And so by carrying our crosses and even taking upon ourselves penances, we prove our love for God and we also gain merit. We gain a higher place in heaven. So Lent is a season for doing penance, and it's something that must be planned, thought about, reflected upon. Over the next 3 days, today, tomorrow, Tuesday, think about what you will do to make a good Lent. Write it down so that you can review it and you can look at your list and say, am I doing what I wrote down on my list here for Lent? We don't have to do a lot. Should not imprudently attempt to do more than is physically reasonable, but we should be certain to do some good penances. And as Father Clement always used to say, if it doesn't hurt, it's not penance. If it's easy to do, doesn't have a great deal of value to it. But especially when it's hard, we give up something that we really enjoy. We do something that is particularly difficult. We are gaining many graces by doing that. There are different kinds of penance, but they can all be classified in three categories. First of all, there are spiritual works, such as making the Stations of the Cross, praying the Sorrowful Mysteries, reading a book on the Passion of our Lord, saying extra prayers, any type of spiritual practice. Second, there would be physical mortification and penance. We think of fasting. That's the first one that comes to mind, but it is not the only one. We can not only deny ourselves food, but also sleep, or doing other things, and they can be as simple as simply sitting up straight in a chair, not using a chair that is more comfortable, doing anything that is painful to the five senses, to our sight, touch, smell, taste, etc., to mortify the senses of the body. All of that would come under the category of fasting, any type of physical penance mortification. And then the third type of penance would be anything that we do along the lines of the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, alms deeds, acts of charity towards others. These are penitential. These are works of penance very pleasing to God. So there are a lot of different penances that we can do, but let us remember, the best type of penance is to bear with patience the crosses that God sends us. We could take upon ourselves penances that are good, but if we don't accept in good grace the trials that come our way, we are missing out on the graces we could obtain very easily by doing something very pleasing to God, and that is to carry our cross without complaining, without feeling sorry for ourselves, to carry our cross with the proper mental disposition, very pleasing to Almighty God, and a very good penance. So let us resolve then to make a good Lent. And it also seems to me that Holy Mother Church placed this gospel on the Sunday before Lent, because our Lord, at the beginning of the gospel, is telling his apostles that he is going to suffer in Jerusalem. He will be betrayed into the hands of his enemies. He will be scourged and spit upon and mocked and eventually crucified. And as it says in the gospel, this word was hidden from their eyes and they did not understand it. But our Lord knew very well what was coming, and he thought about it all the time. And as he later said to the apostles, with desire, I have desired to eat this supper with you. He said this at the Last Supper, before I suffer. And he also said on another occasion, I have a baptism wherewith I am to be baptized, and how am I straitened until it be accomplished? As though he were saying, I am looking forward to it. I want to suffer and die because I love you so much. So let us also think about the Passion. That is what gives meaning to our penances. Penance is not an end in itself, but is a means by which we can gain the graces that I have mentioned, but also prove our love for our Lord who suffered so much for us. Let us all resolve to spend the next few days thinking about Lent, preparing, writing down what we will do to make this a very good Lent, to make certain that we use this time of grace well. We can always do penance. We can always pray and practice the works of mercy. But what makes them especially valuable at this time of year is that, first of all, the church has sanctified Lent. The church has given us this season on her calendar as a time of penance. So it is appointed as the penitential season by the church. But also, it is valuable, it has an additional value from the fact that we are doing penance together with everyone else in the church. Catholics throughout the world who are doing penance at this time of year, we are doing it with them. And you think of the words of our Lord for prayer, where two or three are gathered, I am there in the midst of them. Could we not apply that to penance? That where a group of people, in this case all true Catholics, are doing penance, that our Lord comes down and blesses those penitential works with an abundance of blessings because we are doing penance together with our fellow Catholics. All the members of the church crying out to Almighty God to have mercy upon us, to forgive us our sins, and to grant us all the blessings that we need to save our souls. Blessings that we especially obtain when we do penance and pray and make a good Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.